his heart is aching for the world. He delights in coming and meeting with his people here in this place, but his heart's aching for the world in such a way that, you know, he gave his life, all right? He gave his life for us. And I get a little overwhelmed by that sometimes, but I was just watching Christopher up there just a little while back. I know he's ducked out, but in what's happened in the last week with he and Nikita and their precious new little baby, is there comes times in our lives where things, the joy becomes overwhelming, all right? And you know, we might be, you know, tears in our eyes and things like that, but it's the joy of the Lord that's our strength. And you know, if we find ourselves in tears sometimes, don't be afraid of that. Allow it to come. Let the joy of the Lord, you know, blossom out of you. All right? Because that's where he's evidenced in the fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. The things that the world aren't getting out there, we've got in here. And I just delight and I thank you all for being here today. But enough of me. We want to hear what the Holy Spirit's got to say. If you've got a word that you believe for the church, and Gordon, thank you last week for your word. But he's still speaking. He's constantly speaking. And so just right now, if you have a word, come.
I just want to give all praise, glory, and honor to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you, church. I really want to encourage you in this scripture here from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7. Like Steve says, I'm going to read it straight out of this book because it's not my words. These words do not lie. These are the true living word of the Most High God. So God can point to us in all future ages as examples of the incredible wealth of his grace and kindness toward us, as shown in all he has done for us who are united with Christ Jesus. And I also want to just go on and say that I truly believe that there is an anointing happening in the body of Christ, and I think it's happening throughout the entire world. The Spirit is being poured out on those who just line their lives up with him and just allow him to just work in them and just walk in the path that he has chosen in advance. If we just humble ourselves and be patient in a clear mind and just let him just work, he will pour his Spirit out on us, and it's just going to be so beautiful, and you'll be just, it's like an unlimited strength, and you just can't compare it to anything of this world. And I believe he's given us a vision for this area, particularly that we're gonna have an assembly, a gathering of the saints on the beaches here. We're just going to all gather on the beaches in union, in one body, and we're all going to come together and just, John 17:21, I pray they will all be one as you and I are one, Father. And here it is, so that the world will believe that you sent me. So we're going to be on the beaches gathering, and the people are going to be like, whoa, look at those people. Look at those people. They're just like in union, and they love everybody. And we just praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. This is a testimony about my son who lives in Melbourne. Every Tuesday night, he rings Connie and myself, and we join together to pray for our family. But this Tuesday, we weren't praying for the family. We were rejoicing with what happened to Paul. My son is a carpenter and a Mr. Fix-It-Up. But, of course, at the moment, he's in lockdown down in Melbourne. He's not allowed to go to work. But he thought he'd go and do a job for his brother-in-law. That'd be okay. So when he got there, got the big ladder up, resting it on the wall, and climbed up the ladder, and the wall collapsed. It was just a plaster wall he was going to repair. It collapsed, the ladder came down, Paul fell down, landed on his heels, on his back, and the ladder fell down and smashed his finger, the ring finger. And he was taken by ambulance to William Angus Hospital, where they did x-rays, and he was told he'd have to have pins in his ankles because of fractures and plaster as well. And also with the finger, they brought in a plastic surgeon because it was so bad, and he said they would have to remove the nail in order to stitch up the finger and then, you know, do plastic surgery. But from there, he was taken to Maroondah Hospital, where he was... Well, before I say... Also, they found it was a fractured shoulder. So he was taken to Maroondah Hospital for an MRI, you know, through the big donut machine. And when he came out of that, and they came to see him, and the report was, well, Mr. Mason, well, you do not have to have your arm in plaster or your shoulder, and you don't have to have the pins in your heels. You'll be all right. Now, during all this time, from the very beginning, Paul kept claiming, I don't have to suffer any pain. Jesus has done all this for me on the cross. And kept saying it over and over, that Jesus has borne my pain and I am healed. And all they did for him was the ring finger, they were able to stitch it up. And on, that was Monday, all that happened. Tuesday afternoon at 3 o'clock, his wife took him home. One more thing, how God used him while he was there. When he was in the Maroondah Hospital, back in a bed, a man opposite, and he could not speak English, or he didn't speak English, and they could not work out what was wrong with him. So Paul motioned to come over and gave them his phone, because he had an app on his phone that you just speak into it and it interprets. And the doctors didn't know about it, so they used it, and they're all going to get the same thing.
That is so good. Do you know, the scripture asks us to go out and to speak with one another in psalms, hymns and spiritual songs, but also bringing testimony and giving thanks. And it's just wonderful, you know, to hear the stories.
Well, I've just got another testimony. The prayer group and those that know have been praying for our granddaughter, Felicity. Anyone that doesn't know, she lost all feeling in her legs and has been in a wheelchair for 2 years. But with through prayer, I got a message this week that she got up and she walked from one room right round the hall and sat down in another room. And that is a miracle. So I just thank God.
How wonderful. Let's just quietly give thanks to the Lord for that. Lord, we just praise you. We give you all glory, Lord. We acknowledge you are the provider of all things, whether it be healing, whether it be joy, whether it's peace. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Beautiful Jesus, we give you all praise and glory, and we thank you, Father, for your testimony in this house. And just as we keep our hearts still, we'll just ask Connie to come and pray.